Someone said that love is the madness the most accepted in our society. But what's interesting into this is at some point, two madness encounter, and two madness can create genius. After that, a lot of time, we accuse the other of the madness that was at the beginning of the relation. You know, that's difficult. That's what is difficult in love. It's at the beginning, we accept the madness of the other. But after that, we're being mad of trying to cure, the madness of the other. So we can be mad to try to cure the other. But that's interesting to look at an example of synchronistic encounter, because Jung and Sabina Spielreim has to split. They had to create their own life. And Sabina Spielreim create a lot of very beautiful, very interesting ideas about that. The main ideas of the main ideas of Sabina Spielreim, he said, if you want the creativity being alive, something has to be destructed somewhere else. And because she talked about the pulsion of to having a baby, when we have a baby, we also have the more. We are more in contact of our own death, too. So she studied this kind of very tricky thing of the creativity, life, and destruction. Something has to be destructed to be transformed. So that's the ideas between this synchronistic encounter. Something has to be destructed, and that is very difficult when you have a passionate relation in love, because at some point it destroy. So I destruct the word sometimes. this is what's the name? No, not Van Gogh. You said Van Gogh? No, this is I don't remember the name. Otto Rank. Otto Rank was a kind of a trickster figure into the life of Jung. We will talk about the archetype of the trickster, but in that movie, he has a nice trickster figure. This is not the best movie about the relation between Jung and Sabina Spielreim. See, if you have an occasion, try to find the movie The Soul Keeper. The Soul Keeper. You can find it on the internet, on YouTube, I'll find it. Soul Keeper is the same story, but it's from an Italian filmmaker, and it's a wonderful movie. When you see this idea is that the madness of two people has to protect at some point. And that's, I think, it's the role of love also. We have to protect someone from his own madness. And we can be mad sometimes about that. Nietzsche and Lou Andreas Salome. Nietzsche. Have you seen that movie? When Nietzsche Wept. Very nice movie about synchronistic encounter between Nietzsche and Breuer. Between Nietzsche and Lou Andreas Salomé. But you have the treatment between Nietzsche and Joseph Breuer. When this kind of synchronistic event happen, it can happen every time. But I have observed that in a chaotic time, what is Kairos. Kairos came from the Greek. Kairos, it's the special timing when, for the Greek, you can administrate a poison, and then the poison will be very effective, or you can give a medicine, and at that time, the medicine will be very effective. So it's the timing when you give something that make the difference. So Kairos is the right timing. And we have difficulty with the right timing. We want things, we are in a Chronos time, not a lot in the Kairos time. But synchronously, it's a Kairos time. It appears in a phase of great necessity from the psyche, as I said, expected from the unconscious. Is it spelled correctly? Yeah? No. Because I. No? Okay. Because I have put some grammar error in my text. So this is one? Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, no, we have found one. We have found the... It appears in liminal or transitional space, like in adolescence, midlife crisis, around death, in an intense creative process. When we are in an intense creative process, you open door and you are more likely to have this kind of synchronistic event, synchronistic encounter. In liminal, in the airport, the plane, the bus, the... When I have my chaos with the plane yesterday, I meet a man who do commerce. Commerce is the god of Hermes, the god of, and he talk about his commerce very passionately. So for me, it was not synchronistic. It not transformed my life, but this kind of encounter in the liminal space, you have this kind of energy of Hermes, the god of transition, the god of transport, the god of commerce. We will talk about it. But these are the liminal space of our life that we. So when we are in a you are in a plane, be curious to talk to the people just beside you. It can encourage something new in your life instead of. The functions of synchronistic encounter initiate to something new. So there's a before and an after. So something new appears in your life at that time. So that's what I've said. It's free energy. Something, this is a gift from the life to give you something new in your life. It's novelty. It's creativity. And it has to be very numinous sometime for entering. Because like when you offer something to a stranger, we said that a lot of times. Hey, what do you want? What do you want? Life is like that. Life offer gift. And so, what's that? What's that? We do the same. A stranger as life. Underline an important issue. Reveal the shadow. Synchronous encounter can reveal the shadow of the person. When at the beginning of my practice, I had a client who wanted to be a writer. And he did a lot of other things. So being a writer was in the shadow. Shadow is not only dark. It can be a dream. It can be something that you share but you are afraid of. At some point, he had time to lose and he go to cinema. That's an interesting when you have time to lose, you go to cinema. And then a movie shocked his life about, the movie is called Harry, a friend like Harry. It's a Belgian movie, not very popular. But in that movie, there was a character, a personage that keep away of his career of being a writer. And the character of the shadow in the movie trapped the man everywhere in his life to say, hey, you have to write, you have to write. He killed everyone around him. So it's a very tough movie because the shadow can be a very aggressive energy. But then he saw that movie revealing to him the necessity to enter in a creative process also because this energy was in the dark, in the shadow. So it can reveal the shadow. It can compensate an attitude, the self-organization of the psyche. The psyche try always to balance. You know, what Jung said, it's you have to be complete, not perfect. As Jung said that. You have to be complete, not perfect. So complete with all the part. Think about the woman that was using only the rational brain. That's an interesting brain. But if you just use that brain, you have something in the psyche that tries to compensate. So the woman that has the synchronicity with the beetle, the psyche was trying to compensate an attitude very rational in life.